the Drengir attack. A darkness has shown itself in the jungles of Baba. As sinister vines entwine themselves around the people of the planet, the Jedi jump in and defend them. As Lodi, Bekros, and Nikisa fend off an attack on Spaceport City, Padawan Horbo is left to defend the Jedi Temple alone.
Horbo was dropped off on Bava yesterday. After spending a little time recovering on Cloud City with Kel, Kel brought their small ship back to Bava and dropped Horbo off before returning to Bespin for some business with the O'Donnell family. The rest of the Jedi Horbo knows have been off trying to deal with a blockade in another nearby system and have returned to Bava. You saw their ship fly over the temple a few hours ago on its way to Spaceport City. How long has Horbo been on Bava? How long has he been training around here?
I think Horbo has been on Bava for 3 years, and he has been training with the Jedi, I think, for like 7.
Okay.
I think we established something around there. His first couple of years were probably spent with the younglings.
Towering over the younglings.
Uh-huh. He's a little kid. I think after his residency with the younglings, he probably did a couple of missions with his master, Master Zarius. And I think Master Zarius thought that Horbo could do with plenty of, like, interaction with others.
Mm-hmm.
So that he could become, like, a little more social. So mm-hmm. I think that that's why a lot of his training has been on Bava, because it's a hub for, you know, Jedi and meeting people and also, like, meditation.
Yeah, Bava is also out there. It's sparsely inhabited besides the big spaceports here and there. It's jungles, so that feeling of life all around you is ever-present on this planet. But recently, something has been interfering with that. There's been a strange darkness at the edge of things. And as the Jedi flew overhead towards Spaceport City today, you felt that darkness become almost tangible. Horbo is out in the garden. You can see Master Zarius off in a different part of the garden, teaching a lesson to the younglings over there. A small circle of various alien Jedi, all sitting cross-legged on the ground with Master Zarius sitting in front of them, teaching them something. Horbo's got a thing for this garden. Horbo tends the plants when not training. And as he clips some branches off a little tree, sort of sculpting it into this ideal form, he notices some twitching off to the side, some vines over there moving.
That's unusual, but this is Bava.
In the darkness, it's creeping, little tendrils of darkness creeping in. The vine that twitches has thorns on it, and it goes from twitching to whipping. A group of birds fly up from a nearby tree. The sounds in the jungle go quiet. Flip my one dark side point. You hear a crash from the nearby jungle. The trees fall on the edge of the Jedi Temple, this open space in front of the temple, and you see this hulking form. It is dark in the late afternoon sun, the sun creeping lower and lower behind the trees as you were gardening. This thing just covered in quivering vegetation, hulks out of the jungle and moves towards the temple. You see Zarius look up and behind, and she quickly herds the younglings and calls to Horbo.
Horbo, get inside now. Whatever that is steeped in the dark side.
And Horbo nods and drops his cutting tool, and he's going to turn and follow his master, follow their orders.
She gets to the door before you, ushers the younglings inside. You get there a moment after. As the door slides shut behind you, you see that the thing has gotten close, very, very close. And as the door closes, one thin, spiny vine finds its way into the crack, and it can't close the whole way.
I think Horbo grabs his light pike off of his back and slices just straight down, like, the entire open crack of the door. I want him to just burn anything that would have been blocking it with one fell swoop.
I actually do want you to roll, just so we can... There's a reason for it. So I would like you to roll.
What would you like me to roll?
A lightsaber against...
Okay.
It's against two reds.
All right, I'm rolling. Three successes and two advantages.
You swing your blade through the crack. It sizzles and sputters as you hit the vine with the water inside and burn it up. The door slams its last 3 inches closed. Do you have ideas for your advantages?
I kind of do, because you reminded me that I have a talent called Some Gym.
Okay.
If this vine belonged to a creature, then they have been disarmed.
Okay, that doesn't mean, like, removing their arm.
It would mean removing their weapon.
It would mean removing a weapon.
So, yeah. It doesn't really narratively make sense.
Pick something else.
Two advantages. I think that this slice also just heats the sliding edge of the door to a molten state, and as it finally closes, it's going to be a little glued shut.
It's going to be glued shut. You hear the sounds pounding on the outside and scrabbling, like, as something tries to find its way in. We have never described the interior of this temple. Where does Horbo go from here? I think he was held back a few moments with this, and Zarius is probably inside and down into one of the safest portions of the temple.
Good. Master Zarius will protect the younglings. I must make sure all of their entrances are sealed so that whatever this dark weed does not enter the temple.
He's going to go find any other entrance and try and fortify them as quickly as he can.
As he goes to the next entrance, he passes through a room with large, tall windows, and just at the bottom of them, you can see the dark silhouettes of vines scratching. And you make your way to the next point of entry. What do you want to do? Are you going to, like, destroy all the doors? What's the plan?
Yeah, I don't know. Does Horbo see that they can, like, that they're able to climb and that they can come in the window and realize that this is a lost cause?
You cannot tell that. I mean, you tell me whatever Horbo's thinking.
I think that Horbo is seeing that whatever is attacking the temple is very oppressive. For a moment, he thinks on his all the work he's done in his garden, and then pushes that to the back of his head. Yeah. I think he's going to destroy all the doors, or make them, like, temporarily inoperable.
Okay.
Or maybe this is Star Wars. How ancient are the doors? Can he just, like, run and go, like, boop, 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 and, like...
You probably could. You don't know the intelligence level of these plant creatures, so I don't know. They might be able to get in the doors. But I guess if you're locking it from the inside, that would
make
sense.
I'm locking it from the inside. You can do whatever you want in Star Wars with doors.
Sure.
Absolutely, I can lock it from the inside.
Horbo quickly runs around the temple, closing and locking any point of entry that he can find. The doors are locked.
I think Horbo is going to walk to... There's got to be, like, the communications relay room, right? The room with a circular pedestal that has, like, where you project, like, rotating holographic planets.
Sure.
And from this station, Horbo is going to send an SOS to any of the Bava, resident Bava Jedi, and maybe any, Jedi that just might be in the area.
As Horbo sends out that SOS on any open channel, he sees SOSs coming in. He sees messages coming in from planets nearby, like Takmia, Darlan Boda, Xanax, and an SOS coming from Bespin.
Could it be possible that the threat on the temple is threatening other planets throughout this sector?
Can he open up an SOS, and is there like a call he can hear or anything?
I think everything is like pre-recorded messages sent out. We are at the era of Star Wars where inter-system communication is not easy.
Horbo clicks a couple buttons and is pretty sure that he has clicked the right ones to send an SOS from the Bava Temple.
And he hears booming from outside and hears voices.
Horbo wonders,
can I make it to my vector?
Where is his vector?
I'm going to say that your vector is, I feel like we said that they were high up in the cliffside, but we can say that there's a landing bay on the backside of the temple where Horbo could find his vector.
This is going to be weird. I could go get my vector and try and defend the temple with it.
You could.
Huh. The booming. Horbo has no idea what they're up against. Can he, from this panel, access any exterior, security? The temple probably doesn't have security cameras, huh?
The Jedi Temple in Coruscant had security cameras.
Okay. He's going to try and access any kind of feed that he can gather from the exterior of the temple.
I think he does. He gets a few feeds that he can cycle through on the exterior of the temple. He sees that large creature, shaggy with vegetation. He sees three smaller ones. The large one is using its vines, sort of like probing for weaknesses, trying to find if there's a way in. I think one of the smaller ones is shambling like up against the wall, its vines scratching where those windows that you passed by were earlier. You can see that they are large green creatures with wide, wide mouths full of jagged teeth.
Horbo studies these creatures and says to himself,
there will be no weeds in the temple today.
And he presses a button and the screen goes dark. He's going to make his way to his vector if he can.
Okay.
And see if he can obliterate some of the these enemies from above.
What is the path from this communications room to the landing bay?
The landing bay has got to be big enough to hold quite a few ships and sometimes maybe a bigger ship. So I think it's far away, but it's a long straight path that has many other paths that segue off of it. But from here, it's pretty straight because when you're in like the relay room or the ready room, you're making your plans to get in your ships and then go off to other planets usually. So I think that they're not close, but there needs to be a direct line.
Okay. And Horbo runs through the hall, his heavy feet pounding on the stone slabs beneath them. As he gets to the landing bay and slides open the door, he is met with the evening sun on his face. The one entryway that he did not close off is the landing bay because it is very large. And his comm goes off.
Horbo here.
Horbo, where are you?
Master Zarius, the temple is under siege. We need to protect it. I've closed every door, locked them from the inside, but we have to defend the temple from the outside. I've made my way to my vector. There is a large, perhaps indefensible hole here, as you may have already been aware.
Be careful, Horbo. Darkness follows these creatures. We don't know what we're up against.
I understand, Master. I can sense the darkness as well.
Stay safe, Padawan. Please keep me
updated.
Of course,
Master.
And may the Force be with you.
For light and light.
Can I flip a light side to say that I'm going to close this hangar in some way on my way out?
Sure. Yeah, you can do that. Maybe you have that control from your ship.
Okay. So I'm flipping. Horbo's gonna defend this very open area as he leaves in his vector. He hops in. You can almost see the vector stagger under the weight of Horbo. Maybe that's just imaginary.
As Horbo climbs in, I flip my dark side point. Writhing vines find their way around the edge of the landing bay.
Mm-hmm.
And Horbo has to get by one of these creatures to get out.
Horbo as a in his ship or Horbo as
in his ship?
Okay.
It sees okay. Horbo and its toothy maw opens wide and you hear it say,
"Meat."
There'll be no meat for you today.
And Horbo clicks his lightsaber into his dongle. We've established that he has a dongle.
He has a dongle.
And
you power up your ship. The engines thrum to life.
As he, I think, shoots off into the sky above, I think he wants to take a shot at this meat-eating plant.
I would like a check against this guy.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be your piloting against... How's your piloting?
I would say... Pretty good. Not as good as, like, Becros.
Okay. You're piloting against two reds. And
two reds?
Yeah.
Can I get a boost because the ship is, like, not really even moving yet, so it's even easier to take the shot?
Oh, you're taking a shot? All right, so I need gunnery against...
Kind of. Let me think about this. Let's see what my gunnery is. Oh, the gunnery's, like, maybe slightly worse. It's two yellows and a green versus one yellow and two greens. Would you say two yellows and a green is better?
Yeah.
Okay. He's not taking a shot. He's on a collision course.
Okay. Great. Two reds.
Two successes and one threat.
What is that? What do your two successes look like?
Horbo says,
"There'll be no meat for you today."
And punches it, and the ship takes off quickly, hitting this creature and turning it into some, I think, green and black slime on the exterior of his ship.
The creature is still very much alive.
Well, he went through it. Maybe it's on his ship still? Maybe that's my threat?
You did get a threat. I think your threat is actually that you're going to take one system strain.
Okay. Don't know how ships work.
Write down. You have a threshold of 7.
Okay. So maybe I didn't kill this thing, and maybe it's not on my ship. That's for you to decide.
You fly through it. It's... vines and leaves exploding on the surface of your vector. As you glance behind you, you see goo, this slick goo, moving off the back of your ship, collecting on the ground as the creature begins to reform.
Is it reforming in the hangar bay, or did he push it out of it?
You got it out, and you got it closed because you flipped a light side.
Great. Horrible. Succeeded.
The Jedi Temple from above, you can see the lines where these creatures made paths through the forest, the collapsed trees on the ground. You see one of them chasing a small group of Keto birds on the ground. It catches up and begins to feast. The other two are still looking for weak points in the temple. And that third one is following you through the air with its strange eyeless gaze.
It's following me?
It's watching you.
Okay.
With its gaze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one Horbo's going to take a shot at.
You veer your vector, spinning in the air. The thrusters maneuver the ship back towards the temple, and you have a shot. You're going to roll your shot.
Gunnery. And what is my difficulty?
How far away from it do you want to take the shot?
What piloting ranges are like?
If you were at the level with the top of the temple, that would be engaged.
two temples high would be short range-ish.
Does it drastically change the difficulty?
Short range is going to be, I'm just going to make a rule, short range is going to be easy, engaged will be more difficult.
Okay, well, he's going to do it at short range. That's what I wanted to do anyway, because he doesn't want to get too close to these things. Doesn't want a viney tendril to grab the ship while it flies by.
All right, so you roll your vector and take it into a steep dive towards this creature.
Mm-hmm.
Roll your attack.
And it's easy?
It's easy, but it's one red.
Easy, but one red. Four successes and one threat.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Path of the Storm. I'm your GM and host for this season, Mark. You can find my podcast, Coruscant Nights, and the other place wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out Nightcast Creative on YouTube, where we play a variety of games with many of the voices you hear on this podcast. Horbo is played by Doug. For more from Doug, visit voidboy.art or listen to his music at bunkbedbros.bandcamp.com. Thank you to Crystal and Nikki for lending their voices to this episode. This episode of Path of the Storm was produced by Nightcast Creative. For info on all of our shows, RPGs, and everything else we do, visit nightcastcreative.com.